Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Okay. Hey, do you mind getting the angel that lights up the topper thing with the topper box out in the room? You can hear me, can't you? I'm making plans for an incredible day, and I hope you are too. Plans with friends who care about the future. Does it get any better than that? I had those kind of kids friends when I was a kid. Kids when I was a friend. I like being a friend, and I hope you do too. I'm grateful that you're with me today. I'm grateful that last night, a young lady, well, I'll always consider her young. She's younger than me, always will be. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe she won't always be younger than me. Maybe someday I'll take the right pill and I'll have this kind of energy forever. Because I have more energy than a lot of young people. And I know that because I'm always creating something that makes me happy. I'm playing at life. There's always some value that I'm bringing to life. And I know that because I am creating values, I have this abundant energy. That's right. And I'm always in action, moving forward. If I'm not, I'm visualizing what I'm going to do to move forward, who I might want to play with to create something, who I might not want to play with, who makes me feel less while they try to make themselves look better. I don't play with people anymore that try to blow out my candle to make them look better. There's just no point in it. I'm a player with those who decide to have fun and make their life better. And those who will put other people down because someone is doing something to move forward in life, I just have no use for, because we're all capable of creating values for ourselves. That's right. I hope you had childhood dreams. I hope you really did dream about getting beyond the experts in your life. So how can, my topic today is, how can I live like I expected to live? And I asked the question, what were you expecting to have when you grew up? What were you expecting to have? I know that, in all honesty, I looked forward to not having adults tell me what to do. Now, I didn't have real bossy people, but I still looked forward to having my own power, becoming me, not having to report to anyone. And although I was the kind of girl that I worked a job in high school, so I worked 35 hours a week in high school. I went into work right after and put in time every day of the week pretty much. I didn't really work Sundays very often. In fact, Sunday tended to be my day off because I was willing to work others. And it got to where I really only worked Monday through Friday. That was pretty cool for a high school girl who loved to dance and be out and about. I wasn't a party girl. I really didn't like the taste of it. I was great at pouring beer out the window and being a great designated driver before we knew the terminology, as we do today, a DD. A DD meant something else back then. Double Ds. So I like to have fun. And I have abundant energy because when I was growing up, I did everything I could to make my life function the way I wanted it to. And generally, other people did too, because I was considerate of them. I wasn't really a people pleaser where I would suck up and go out of my way and give up what I wanted too, unless it was necessary. So I'm not one of those brown nosers, people, but I love to do things that I feel good about doing. I love to be of value to myself, and I love to be of value to others. So I expected I would continue to live that my whole life, but I wouldn't have the people that were older than me who could tell me no. And rarely did I get told no, because I was thinking about myself and something that would be good for me. And if it was good for me, it was going to be good for other people. That's pretty much a no-brainer. And so, you know, I'm thinking about how I'm saddened by the death of anyone. I don't really care who they are. It doesn't matter whether they're the old person who has died because of cellular degeneration, the largest disease in the world, the worst, the most, well, certainly a fatal. It brings fatality to life, the cellular degeneration. And it's prevalent in any disease we have. It's some kind of degeneration of the cells that's breaking down, that's causing whatever disease. And so I feel sorry for those that die to that in any form, whatever disease, old age or MS or any of them, okay? It doesn't matter. I feel sorry for them dying. Human life is too precious to die. It really is. I believe that. I've always felt that way. Too many deaths before kindergarten in my life, people that I knew. And so I feel sorry for the person that ends up in a fatal shooting. I feel sorry for that person, no matter what the altercation might have been. I can feel bad for the person that loses their life to a shooting. And the reason is, I realize that most people aren't getting the life that they expected to live, because most of us believed we would grow up and not have anyone telling us what to do. And I expected money, because I would make something really cool doing something I loved to do as an adult. I believed that. I had no reason to believe anything else, because my dad worked for himself. My grandma worked for herself. She worked a factory job, and then when she retired, my grandpa died, she retired, she ran the pool room. I watched a sister run the pool, a fireworks stand when she was in high school and I was in junior high. She managed that stand herself, did everything about it. The little trailer brought over a fireworks stand, a wooden building, and in that wooden building it was up to us to do everything right. And so we loaded up, we cleaned the shelves off. My mom taught us to clean those shelves. We took buckets of water, washed the shelves, put the fireworks on the stand, shelves, stem out, so people knew how much they were. We didn't have to answer everyone when it got busier later in the season. The prices were right there. They could see, they could plan their head, could make the plans for what they could afford to buy. Now, sure, we might have to answer a question about what does that do, but we could hawk it out just like they could hawk back to us. So I learned the power of a human being to be of value to themselves and to others. All of us did. Why would we ever stop? And why would we ever think that it would be right for someone to take from whatever values we create? It's because we are social animals. We don't want anyone to suffer. And so we look to politicians to do something to make things right, but they couldn't without taking from us to give to others. So you have two contingencies that take from people and give to others to try to make it right. When we're happiest creating values for ourselves and feeling good in life, that's like playing for adults is playing in business, making values, where kids played at games and all that. Tossing the ball made them happy. We found happiness playing. We liked it. We loved it as children, and we're missing it as adults. And for us, it comes through creating values. So I don't know, but I expected that I would make something really cool growing up. And I bet you did too. I bet you had something you loved to do, and you couldn't be drug away from it. You were upset. You might have kicked and shouted and cried when someone pulled you away from something you loved to do. You need to remember back that far. You need to be putting it into your life. So you're playing at life, and you're happy because they go hand in hand. Oh, yeah. And then you can hold someone's hand, and you can both be happy because you are playing at life. You're enjoying something you do. You know, I was going to have children. No, I wasn't. I didn't think I wanted children. I was a baby of a family, and I didn't know what to do with a child. I could be honest about that. I had no idea how to handle a baby because I hadn't been around them. And I like to do ironing and to clean houses, so I cleaned houses and even did ironing to earn my money. Now, I'm a social animal, and I like to have things, and I like to have places to go, and I like to have roads to drive on, and I love all that too, but I realized that those values didn't get created by a government. They exist because they took money from us, and a contractor did the work, and the price of it goes up because you got government employees watching over what they do. That's logical. Any child can understand that the more people you have on top of a value, draining that value. I know I love it because there's a couple of authors that work together. One is Mark Hamilton and one is Dr. Frank R. Wallace. And I don't remember which one called them a nothingness drain, but it stands to reason that if there's too many layers of fat on top of a value that's being created, that they are draining the value of whatever's created. They're taking, you're trying to support a whole family off of a brink job. It's easier to support a whole family off of doing a major engine overhaul, I can tell you that, having been a mechanic's kid. The mechanic, if he's wise, teaches his children because he can be working in the engine bay and they can be working down by the axles. You see, you can create jobs. When you create a business of your own, other jobs can be created because you open a business. And they're the ones who bring values to life, not anyone else. So there's two contingencies that take from us to give to others. You have religion on one hand, where people learn to follow dogma. They learn to follow something that someone has told them is good for them and is the way to live their life. Someone has told them that. And so you have religions who get us to give money to them to keep the church open and to do for the poor and things like that, to help the children get off to church camp, whatever it might be. And then you have the politics side that takes from us, but theirs is through force. It's force on our wages. They take right out of our paychecks. Without even asking us, they just do it the minute that you take a job and you sign up for that. So you have two big things out here. By the way, people argue politics and argue religion. It's not about love. It's about a separation by party or by the religious sect. And so we're torn between two lovers. Is how it feels when we grow up, because you suddenly realize that when you leave your parents' roost, when you leave their crib, and you go to your own crib, that you got to really figure out what you want to do with those days of your life. And I'm not talking the soap opera. I'm talking your life. What are you going to do with it? You want to get up on Sunday and go to church because you were taught to do that? Or not, you're going to make that decision. And sometimes the peer pressure over it will help make your decision because we're used to that. People put peer pressure on each other. Peer review is so much more fun, where you sit and you talk with people about the value that you consider to be a value, and you each get to decide if it's of value to you or not. And a lot of things that people consider to be of value end up not being. Like, peer pressure might cause a child to do drugs. Oh, come on, try it. Man, you wouldn't believe how good it felt, man. Okay? And pretty soon, that child that used to play is wrapped up in something that's playing with their mind. And they might push it far enough that they're trying to find a way to get the drug. So they might steal. And then they might decide to deal the drugs to make the money that the drug dealer makes in the underground business that has always gone on in all nations. You see, there's really no reason for a government to take from the people and give back, because the price goes up on everything they give back, because they put people in the top of it, on the top, government employees draining, making things go up, just like in a corporation. If you have layers of fat at the top that don't do the actual work of creating the values, their salaries have to come out of the values that were created by those who did the work. America really got messed up. We grew government to be the largest employer in our entire nation. And that means the other people have to support those wages, because government by itself does not create values, nor should it, because that would be competing with the people. So how can you live like you expected to live? That you would grow up, create something really cool, make money doing it, maybe even get mega rich. That's your choice. When you create a value and you put it out for the people to buy, they willingly buy it. You deserve to get rich if it was something that's really cool and really of value. So then, of course you can buy the $500 dog or more. You can even show your dog if you want to. If that's something that turns you on, is making your dog prance right, stand right, and all that, why not? Maybe that's what you loved to do when you were a kid. Play with the dog and make the dog look the best, give the dog a bath, all those things. If it's something you love to do, you could do it as an adult. I believe that all of us, we were looking forward to growing up to have a lot of decision-making power. We weren't going to have to wait for someone else to decide our fate for the day. We might not have gone to school some days if we were wrapped up in a project that they had assigned to us to do. We would have been better suited staying home working on that cool project that we had to do for science or art. You know, the two basics. Okay? We take science or art out in two forms. If I'm looking over here at a metal file cabinet here at the office, this metal file cabinet is science. It's made up of material parts that came from nature. You can hear me. A drum is made up of leather. And leather came from nature. And we have all these things that are out of nature that serve as values. And it was the artwork that came into play with the science that made me a file cabinet that's loud when I slam the doors. The drum that I can play quietly or loud. When we were children, we were experiencing in science and nature. And our mind was going crazy about what could be done with something as we played. And so instead we went to schools where they told you, they assigned you an art project or a science project. And your mind might have gone crazy with ideas. And then you narrowed it down to the one that you were going to integrate with to make come real, to manifest. That's right, we're creators. We manifest things. Einstein missed that, in case you're wondering. Einstein was a brilliant man, but he failed to look at the controlling component of the universe, which is conscious beings, you and me, human beings. We have an ability to make choices, narrow something down after weighing our thoughts, to make success. The file cabinet, a printer, a computer, the phone I'm talking to you on, a desk, a table, my sock monkey that someone made by hand. It doesn't matter how we created the values when we were kids. We understood. We would grow up doing that, but we never knew that someone would be taking from our values through force. We might have gone to church and we understood that we put money in the collection plate that would do something. We were told it was the right thing to do. Put your pennies in there. Save them for the week. You got your own little envelope? Put them in there. They know what you give. There's a way to create givers. And over on the other side, that other contingent, we supported the takers, the ones who took from us through force. And our life became boring the closer we got to majority, the age of 18, where you become the adult. We got caught in the trap of nothingness, following, worse than ever, because we used to play the games and sometimes we got to be the leader in the game. How can you expect to live the life you were meant to live by being of value as a child or as an adult? It doesn't matter. And we don't give children credit for being more than they are. We put them in the trap of, here's the classroom you're in right now. It doesn't matter that their mind is so wrapped up in that particular subject when we tell them that they got to move on because the bell rang about 2 minutes ago and you're going to be late to your last class because passing period is ending. Missed periods aren't a good thing, but they could be. I know, you're listening. Thank you for being awake. We need time, and we need to make time to do the things we love to do as kids, because chances are there's something that you could have done for your whole life that would have continued to bring you happiness while you played at life. Playing and happiness go hand in hand. And I get excited about this stuff. I'm always playing at life. I'm creating values as an adult, and it brings me happiness. In the businesses that I created, I put other landmen to work when I went out on my own. When I started my coffee business, I put the youth to work in my community, and I made a lot of people happy with their caffeine, and some happy because they didn't do caffeine, just like me. Can you imagine me on caffeine? I used to do that. I would drink my caffeinated coffee, the first one, I should say, my brevet, when I opened up my coffee shop on my opening days. I got to make the first shots of espresso, threw them out. The cleaning agent might still be on the coffee maker. So you use your mind and you throw the first ones out. Of every head, you get ahead. You got it. And then I made my shots. And they were so delicious. Right? Delicious. And I turned it into a brevet, which is the lightest way to add a dairy product to your coffee and have the bold taste of coffee. Yum. Right? I'm making you want a cup of coffee, aren't I? Ooh, it was so delicious. It was so light in the cup, you hardly knew there was anything in there because the most ounces in it were not the milk. That's a latte. People like the lattes. That's a lot of milk, latte, a lot of milk. That's how I taught that to my customers who rolled up to my drive-up and didn't even know what I really served. They thought the cappuccino was that gross sugary thing, fake milk, probably, well, it is instant coffee. Fake milk and all that in the machines at the convenience stores. Cappuccino is not that. Brevet. Brevet, bold flavor. Be brevet. Yum. Light milk. Steamed, airy. Bubbles. Tiny bubbles. Tiny bubbles. We were all tiny bubbles of energy. Seemed to explode when we turned 18 and be more and not have anyone tell us what to be. Not contained in a cup, but to be set free. Like the balloon that was going up in the air. Would you dream about how far it might go? And wouldn't it be fun to be riding on the end of that balloon and go somewhere else? Of course you did. You expected to go somewhere in life So I get saddened by the death of any life, because everyone expected this as a child. Her child, and in our childhood dreams, we expected to grow up and become someone special, doing what we loved to do. And I watch adults who won't even take the time to track themselves, write down what they did for 7 days in a row. Go back. Now I teach it a little differently. I will teach it in Tampa, Florida. Just a little bit differently. Not much, because I respect Mark Hamilton and what he gave me. I don't try to change anyone's work. But I have a little teeny twist that makes it a little easier for someone to fill out that evenings and weekends chart. And because I came up with it, it's my value. And I don't just give it away. When I'm going to teach my way, I'm going to make money, right? We all knew that we had to grow up and create something and be of value to make the money, to have the things we wanted. And I do a lot of things with an incredible group of people within the NeoThink Society. There are people in there that are my friends, and there are those that I don't know, and there are some that I've chose to not be friends with anymore. And we have that all over in life. We have that everywhere. Because if someone's blowing out my candle to make them look better, I'm not playing. You didn't play that way when you were a kid. That was a bully. That was the one that held you back. And so I don't hang out with people like that, neither should you. They're negatives in my life. I'm always happy because I don't hang with people. If I find out they've used me or they've abused me, I'm done with them, as it should be. You don't need to take someone's force or flack in life, and you shouldn't be given it either. When a young man was killed in the alley down the street the other night, and I had just finished training some people in a boot camp, I was sitting here thinking about how excited I am for those people and their life and their future. And then I heard a big boom, and it literally made me jump because I was so deep in thought, and it was loud. And I knew it was pretty near, but not real close. I felt pain because I knew that a gun had gone off. And I had a real gut feeling that someone was dead. And I later learned it was just a young man who was dead. And it doesn't matter how he died. I can't guess, and it doesn't matter. But he's dead, and he shouldn't be dead. And whoever shot him shouldn't have shot him, shouldn't have taken the force. But we live in a world where people aren't playing at life, simply figuring out what they did last week and saying, I don't like what I did last week. It didn't bring me real happiness because I wasn't playing at something I love to do. Let me think hard and figure out what I'd like to do and begin to play at life again, to be of value to myself and eventually to others. I teach this, and I'll be in Tampa, Florida, over the New Year's holiday, December 30th through the 1st. And you can learn more by going to gobeyond.club. 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 Only $125. Go there. Sign up. Come learn more about playing at life. Power. Decision making power. You got it. Make some. Have an awesome day, everyone. I'm off to play. I'm off to play some more. I hope you